Americans certainly work more weeks each year than the average Swede or Frenchman and spend less time vacationing with their families. The American economy is more productive. The question is whether there's a direct link between those things. David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief and former Chief Economic Correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from a payphone somewhere in New York State where he's starting his vacation. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. We know this time is precious.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Linda.
Let's cut to the chase. Is there a link between shorter vacation time and productivity?
I think that Americans are richer and have more stuff for two reasons. One is they work more hours than the people in Europe, as you suggested. And to that extent, we are better off in terms of material goods and services because we work more hours. But productivity means something very special. It means how much stuff do you make for every hour of work. Now, Americans are also more productive than workers in Europe in terms of the amount of stuff they produce for each hour of work. But I don't think it's because they take fewer vacations.
Why not?
You know, the origin of the word recreation is recreate, the idea that in earlier times when all people did is work and get ready for work, that you needed a certain amount of recreation to recreate yourself for work. And I lived in Europe for about a year and a half, and it's hard to argue that somehow we are more productive because we work a lot more hours. Everybody knows that the 50th or 60th hour you work during the week just isn't as good to your employer or to you as the 10th or 12th hour.
So then, how do you explain why productivity in the U.S. is greater?
Oh, I think there are a lot of reasons for that, some of which we understand and some of which we don't. One is we tend to be much more efficient about the way we organize our economy. In Europe, for instance, they're stuck with old rules that haven't changed to take account of modern technologies or modern ways. They're much more regulated. I had a friend in Germany who used a chimney sweep, for instance, and the chimney sweep one day told him he couldn't do the work at his house anymore, and the reason was that this chimney sweep wasn't a licensed German chimney sweep. He worked for a licensed Meister, as they call him. The Meister had died, and he could no longer do this job that he'd been doing for 30 years. That's not a very efficient way of doing things, and the Europeans keep talking about changing it, but they don't.
Let me just pursue the question of stuff. I mean, if stuff is a measurement of the results of productivity, that Americans have more things than other people do, then how does it work that people in developing nations like Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Thailand are considered more productive than Americans are?
Well, I don't think they are considered more productive than Americans, and that's why their wages are lower than ours. If you measure the output of somebody by the value of what they produce, then the value of a software engineer or, shall we say, a radio journalist is higher than the value of someone who shines shoes. Not a moral measure, it's a measure of economic value.
So what we're really talking about then with developing countries is people are working cheaply.
They're working cheaply and they're not producing stuff as valuable as stuff we produce. But I think it's also important to remember that one of the things that people want is leisure. And it seems that people in some other countries have more of a taste for leisure than Americans do. So that a European in Germany, for instance, would not give up 2 weeks vacation in order to get lots more cash in order to buy another stereo system. He or she would prefer the vacation. Americans, or many of them, seem to rather have the money.
Is vacation time a sort of a hierarchical thing? Do people who make more money get more time?
I don't think so. I think my guess is that the people who get the most time off are blue-collar workers or service sector workers who have very good union contracts, where they're guaranteed time off. In my experience, the people who have highly paid white-collar jobs, whether they're rabbis or investment bankers or newspaper editors or managers in big companies, they may be out of the office more, but with cell phones and Blackberries and internet connections, the amount of time they actually are not working is really under pressure because it's so hard for them ever really to be off.
Not only that, but we do find a lot of people feel that they cannot take all the vacation to which they're entitled because
right.
They think the boss will disapprove of them if they do that. They'll get behind. They won't be able to catch up. They'll lose something competitively.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fact of life in many modern workplaces.
And does that increase productivity?
I don't think that increases productivity. I think that just burns people out. You know, there are some places which have started to require people to take vacations, not only for their productivity and their health, but it's a good way to figure out if someone's cheating the company. You know, in some banks and places like that, you're required to be out of the office and away from your computer so that if you're busy cooking the books once a week, that'll get disrupted. So there are lots of ways in which we know that people need to be out of the office. Nobody wants to work for a boss who's so maniacal and so dedicated to the job and so obsessive that he or she never takes a break.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you very much, Linda, and I hope you get one.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. He joined us by a payphone from upstate New York.